You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate, home of the NFL Alumni Association and the Gridiron Greats. Sponsored by Kyven Foods, the Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory, and the Salt Creek Golf Retreat. Join us every week as we go around the NFL. With five of your favorite NFL legends sharing their stories and insights. You can hear the show on TuneIn and as a featured podcast on Podbean. Now back to your host, Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari.
And now back with us and making his seventh appearance on the Kyven Foods guest line is Anthony Beck. Let me remind you about Anthony's background. He was born in Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania, which is just outside of Philly. Played his college ball at the University of West Virginia, where he was an honorable mention All-American his senior season. He was named All-Big East his junior and senior seasons, along with being named team captain and MVP. He ended his college career ranked second among tight ends in school history with 83 receptions for just under 1,200 yards and 10 touchdowns. He was a first-round draft pick, the 27th selection overall by the New York Jets back in 2000. Played tight end in the NFL from 2000 to 2011 for the Jets, Bucks, Cardinals, Rams, and Chiefs. Over the course of his career, he had 188 receptions for over 1,500 yards, and he scored 21 touchdowns. You can hear Anthony now, among other places, co-hosting the Bucks pre- and post-game show on AM 620 WDAE down in Tampa, plus doing college football for ESPNU. And this week, he's got the Alabama-Fresno State game, which will be on ESPN2 at 3:30 Saturday afternoon. Plus, if you're like us and you love checking out the Fan Shop on the Home Shopping Network, you're going to get to see Anthony on there as well. And we're excited he is back with us tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Hey, Anthony, Chris, and Bob, thanks for coming back on the show.
Welcome back.
Gentlemen, how are we doing tonight?
Oh, fantastic. Anthony, how are you, my friend? How have you been?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm out in Alabama. I got here today, watched practice, and things are great, guys. Just excited about the football season. We got the NFL this weekend, and college started last week. Everything is, it's starting to get busy for me, but I love this time of year.
So, Anthony, before we go around the league with you, you've got some exciting things going on. Talk about the Anthony brand and what that is.
I do, yeah. So I recently became the face of Anthony's men's skincare and shaving products. Anthony brand's been out since 2000 out in New York City, and it is literally a premium skincare brand for men. It literally is some of the nicest, greatest products out there as far as shaving oils, shaving creams, facial cleansers. I mean, really anything women have, we do it for the men. So you got to check out their site, anthony.com. If you use the promo code GAMEFACE, you get 20% off on me. And again, guys, if you know, for me being on TV and doing all these things, I never really, prior to that, I never worried about those things or took care of those things. And they got products with SPF and all different types of things that actually help me now, you know, make me look good on TV because that's part of my gig now. So I teamed up with them in the summer, and we're going to do some really cool things moving forward over the next 6 or 7 months throughout the football season.
There you go. Good for you, Anthony. So, Anthony, let's talk a little bit about what's going on around the league. I want to get your thoughts on the Tampa Bay Bucks this season. They obviously, you know, they get another week now to prepare thanks to Hurricane Irma, and their game this Sunday against the Dolphins has been rescheduled to the bye week in week 11. But Anthony, how do you feel about the Bucks this season? What do you think that they're going to do?
Well, I'll tell you, on paper, they look really good. I mean, just watching them in practice throughout training camp and the training preseason games, they're really strong. I mean, they got a lot of weapons on offense. Their offensive line, to me, people are kind of saying that that's a bit of a weakness. I think it's a strength for this team. Ali Marpet moving from guard to center. You bring Sweezy in, a big-time free agent signed last year who couldn't play. Now you're adding him into the fold. Jameis Winston heading into his third season, guys. And to me, he plays like a guy in his sixth season. So I'm expecting big things out of him, huge improvement. And Jason Light's done a fantastic job, the general manager, of drafting great talent that actually can play on the field now. I mean, he's got fourth rounders like Quan Alexander, guys that are like making impacts not only on the team but nationally. Like, these guys are named players, and I just think right now this is a time where the Buccaneers have a great chance. And my expectation levels are high. I cover the team, and I kind of put it out there. Like, anything less than a playoff run this year would be disappointing. So I'm expecting this team to compete. They don't have a week one game, but their next, you know, three or four games are at home. This team has started 1-3 the last three seasons, and they need to turn that around early, start fast, and I think they're going to be right there when it's all said and done.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, because just a little while ago, I picked the Bucs as a wild card team in the NFC this season. So I'm hoping, you know, from your lips to God's ears and my picks. So thank you for that. And Anthony, a guy who doesn't seem to be getting much credit, you know, for the year he had last year is tight end Cameron Brate. You know, he was second on the team in receiving yards and touchdowns. Talk about this guy. How do you feel about his game?
Love his game. Alternate to the Pro Bowl this past season. Tied the touchdown record for tight ends in Tampa Bay with Jimmy Giles, a great tight end who's in our Ring of Honor. I mean, he just goes out there, does his job, super accountable, catches everything. He's got great speed. He's a mismatch problem. And, you know, he's gotten better blocking. He's improved himself. But, you know, again, he just works hard. And now you add O.J. Howard, who's gotten a lot of the pub. I'm not going to forget about what Brate's bringing to the table, because when both of these guys are in the game, you know, that's a mismatch problem. That takes defenses out of their blitz packages. It balances things up, and it just provides more mismatches. You look across the league, not a lot of teams can run two tight ends with two effective pass catchers and guys that can run through the field and also block. Patriots are one of those teams. Other than that, it'd be hard to find guys that can do that on both sides. So you split these guys out, you bring them inside, you move them. Again, just problems for coordinators and more headaches for them to worry about. And then you throw in Sean Jackson and Mike Evans. And, oh, yeah, we got a slot receiver that's going to be one of the better ones in the league. And Adam Humphries, an undrafted player. So, you know, again, the sky's the limit for this football team. If we get a little bit of a running game to complement that without Doug Martin the first couple games of the season, this team could be in real good shape for the year.
Bob, questions for Anthony?
Great to speak with you again, Anthony. You know, it's a small world, Anthony. I was looking back at your days, even back to your high school days at Monsignor Bonner, and enlisted on Pro Football Reference. Anthony, the three NFL players to come out of there were yourself, John Cappelletti, and Al Atkinson. And believe it or not, yeah, Cappelletti and Atkinson, I had chances to meet both of those guys when I was much younger. Atkinson was at a sports night in Southern Connecticut when I was about 12 years old, have his autograph somewhere. And Cappelletti was at a dinner in New Haven after his incredible senior year at Penn State. But was wondering if your paths have crossed with these guys and about the alumni network at Bonner there.
You know what? I do a lot of stuff every year at Bonner. I'll be quite honest with you. You've met them more than I have. I've never met John Cappelletti or Al Atkinson, if you can believe that. I don't know why. I know John is out in California now. His mom still lives in the Upper Darby area where I grew up, but he's not there as much. He'll come in once in a while to visit. And I believe his mom had gotten a little sick during my camp this summer. So somebody had told me he was in town. We're like, oh man, we got to get him over here, bring him out. And he just couldn't get away. So I'm sad to say I've never met either of those two guys, but obviously, you know, two historical pieces of not only my school, but just that area and what they did in their college and NFL careers. But one day it'll happen, hopefully. So
yeah,
crazy.
Anthony, you seem to have a very blue-collar upbringing without knowing all of it. I mean, having grown up in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, we think of the blue-collar coal miners and everything down there. But then, you know, you find yourself with the Jets for a few years here in the biggest city in the world, basically.
Yeah.
And was your background something that kept you grounded here? Because you know all the temptations and everything. A guy can get lost here very easily.
Yeah, you know, I was brought up in the suburbs of right outside Philly. You know, I had a great upbringing, two parents, a mom, stay-at-home mom. My dad worked very hard, worked for Boeing company for literally 56 years and just grinded and never complained and did whatever he could to provide for us. And and that mentality just kind of rubbed off on me. You know, I was very fortunate to kind of land in the situations that I had. I mean, you know, I wasn't a highly recruited kid out of high school. You know, West Virginia was really late. And then when I came there, there wasn't a lot of expectation. And then all of a sudden I go there and I just take advantage of every situation and opportunity. And all of a sudden you go from a kid that, you know, maybe could help us out on special teams to a first round draft pick, you know, 4 or 5 years later. So, you know, I'm very thankful for those situations. And, you know, I just understand, you know, the work that gets, that has to be put in for these things. And, you know, I try to, you know, demonstrate and explain that to the youth. As far as with my football camps and some of the speaking engagements that I do, you know, that, you know, just because you're not the biggest, the fastest, the tallest, you know, there's still room for you and there's still ways to make it. Now, I had some size. I was 6'6". I wasn't a heavy guy, but I was able to kind of mold something out of that and become a very good player at the position. But, you know, I got drafted by Bill Parcells, the general manager of the Jets that year. And, you know, if you thought you were going to come in and be a first-round diva, you had another thing coming to you. Because I'll tell you, Bill humbled me very, very many of the times on a daily basis. As a matter of fact, I would walk in the building, and when I'd see him, I'd try to go the other way and take the long way around to go to the meeting rooms because he would just murder me. I mean, he would kill me on a daily basis, just kind of tell me how bad I was and, you know, just, you know, why aren't I, you know, we need to work harder. I'm not good at blocker. I can't believe I drafted you. And so the pressure was on day one. Yeah, the pressure was on day one. But I'll tell you, I learned so much that season that it created that blue collar mentality and just kind of reinforced it. And, you know, I'm ever so thankful for him. And he's another guy that I have not seen since I stopped playing and since he removed himself for the NFL. So I probably owe him a phone call or two, and thanking him. But again, it was a good run for me. And now, you know, this is a new era for me. I mean, I think you said this is my seventh time on and all after pretty much post career and, just continue to build this other world that I'm in right now. And I'm having fun and I'm getting a lot of great opportunities and just embracing the opportunity and just glad I can be part of football still. And, it's been a nice ride where I've been fortunate before and after football.
So, Anthony, before we let you go, you know, one more time, remind our listeners about the Anthony brand, how they can follow you, get more information about, that brand online, and then how they can follow you online and over social media as well.
Yep, so I'm on Twitter at Anthony_Beck. Give me a follow. Very good. I love communicating with the fans. Whether you're hating on me or you're praising me, I think it's a great way to engage and be connected. I've also got an Instagram, Anthony_Beck. I'm also on Facebook now, The Anthony Beck. And then, yeah, like I said, I'm the new face of the Anthony brand, Anthony.com. And if you go on there, check out their products, use the promo code GAMEFACE, get 20% off. Check out the products. It's really good stuff. And, I don't put my name behind a lot of things, but, you know, I guess if something has my name involved in it and it's good, that's worth putting myself behind it. So I'm excited.
There you go. Good for you, Anthony. It's always great for us to get to spend some time with you. You know, good luck this weekend with the Alabama-Fresno State game. Look forward to seeing you on ESPN2 Saturday at 3:30. And you know, beyond that, Anthony, we hope you'll come back and be a part of the show because it's always great getting to have you on.
Anytime, guys, and I appreciate all the love I get from you too, from social media. I always see it, and I always am appreciative of getting it. So thank you.
Absolutely. Take care, Anthony. We'll catch up with you again soon, my friend.
Good night.
See you guys.
That is former Bucks, Jets. You know, he played for the Cardinals, Rams, and Chiefs as well. But you know, tight end Anthony Beck, boy, what a great guy. And we've you know, seven times on the show, he's been one of our mainstays, Bob.
Always have a blast with him, Chris. Very intelligent. Obviously, he attended classes when he was down in West Virginia because tremendous journalist. And I love listening to him, but had a great career, too. Lunch pail guy. I loved watching him.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we've got our next guest, Sam Gash, hanging on the line, coming up here in hour number two. You know, we'll have Sam plus Eric Coleman as well. Before we get to Sam, I want to give a shout out to our friends over at the Gridiron Greats organization. Folks, please help support a wonderful cause that's taking care of the guys who literally left so much of themselves out on the field. These are the guys who, you know, played back when they still had to get off-season jobs to support themselves and their families. It's organizations like this one that were started by Mike Ditka, again, called the Gridiron Greats, who are there trying to help the guys we all grew up watching and reading about. Please go to gridirongreats.org to see what you can do and how you can get involved. We'll get to our next guest, Sam Gash, on the other side of this quick station break.